better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger.
All right, I think this is fucking working. So this is the final episode of whatever the fuck this podcast is called for the 2023 NRL season. Or more importantly, the Supercoach season. The league has been shit. The banter has been subpar. Phil and Declan are addicted to the chat, but nobody else is in it because it's fucking gay. If you can hear a defeated tone in my voice, you are correct. Not just with my season, which had me come not nearly towards the top, but much closer to the bottom. But there's many reasons for that. I could blame myself, but it's not my fault. You see, Commissioner Useless Fucking Doug, he decided to be like fucking militant, Hitler Stalin-esque in parts of the season that were only to my detriment, where I couldn't get trades off the ground because he was denying them all willy-nilly, and it was fucking ludicrous. And then, because he's got no nads, no gonads, he's a ballless chap, he would go, oh yeah, I guess everybody can trade for free. And then he brings in this little fucking demon child that's not in the league really, Luke. I know we've talked about him before, don't really know who the fuck Luke is, but turns out should have known who the fuck Luke is, because Doug let everybody trade with him except for me. And then he's like, oh, everybody gets free players off this fucking retard that I let join that hasn't even played the fucking game. But then if I trade with Jimmy, that's not allowed for some retarded reason. Now, who won the league? No one. The league, the people lost, the fans lost, the people that played the league lost. The one man who got tips at the start of the season in how to draft directly from me won the $1,000 in the league, and he thinks he did it all himself. Well, he didn't. And he thinks he's going to be commissioner next year, and he's like, oh, you've been absent in the chat. And I'm like, motherfucker, you've chirped up in the last 2 weeks when finals have been on. The fucking 25 weeks before that, where have you fucking been? Oh, got a family. Oh, I've got a real job. Oh, fuck you, McKern. And also, give me $100 of your $1,000 because I deserve my money back for this bullshit fucking year of Supercoach. Now, let's figure out how the ladder ended up, shall we? My phone's probably not going to load, which will be another frustrating part of this fucking week. So, I'm just going to give a quick... I think McKern won. Declan the Scab, who's never paid 1 cent into the league, thank God, did not win because he's a useless, pedophilic, sex trafficking, drug addict piece of shit. And if he had have paid 1 cent into the league, he would probably be a good guy. But he is not. Okay. So, yeah, I think like my first 6-round picks died like halfway through the season and I had no chance. But that's bloody... pathetic excuses. I just didn't go very well. I can't fucking hold on. Total points. Is that going to give me the right answers? No. Let's go to bloody 24 because I think that's before the finals started. Yeah, I think so. All right. Okay. Is that... so the people with a... I'm just going to go the least amount of points because I'm pressing too many buttons and there's too much dead air in this terrific fucking episode. I'm going to stop swearing so much. All right, so fucking useless Luke, who I'm pretty sure is just a hole for Doug to come inside of. He just like has a slit inside his bed where he's in on the bottom of Doug's bed where he just presents himself every night and Doug just fucking jams himself in there because there's no other point of that cunt's existence. And then the next lowest points with Jimmy. He hasn't watched any fucking NRL, so that's not a surprise. The next is Doug, which really does prove how useless a human being he really is. He's the commissioner, and he scored the third least amount of points. Then it's me. I fucking shat the bed so incredibly hard all year. I don't deserve anything but to be in the bay, which is where I am. Steve. So Steve's another guy, right? He's an okay human being, but if you're going to be in the league, be in the fucking league. Don't not trade for the whole year and not be in the chat the whole year. Oh, I'm getting married, so everyone will get together. No one gives a fuck. We're all married. It's a good party, but super coach is all year, mate. And it'll be here next year. Are you going to have a troubled marriage next year? Probably. Are we going to have a troubled super coach year next year? Yeah, if Doug's a fucking commissioner. And then Mitchell. Oh, Mitchell scored more points than like half the league. Go, Mitch. So he lost his first seven rounds or something. So fucking wild comeback. And then Jake. Jake's like at an acceptable level of if you tag him in a chat, he will reply. And he still sets his lineup. And if you contact him directly, you can get trades across the board. Tim was the fifth highest point scorer, which is wild because of some of the dumb shit he did, like trade Kalen Ponga and Ruben Garrick to Phil for no fucking reason. It's like the fact that Phil and Richard didn't win is all down to the fact that I gave McKern a cheat sheet at the start of the year and said, this is how you draft. And then he just did what I fucking sent him. And if I didn't do that, we'd have a fucking Richard or Indian Phil head of the league, which is not acceptable. Phil's had an asterisk next to his name, and he'll have an asterisk next to his grave. Durs is the fourth most points. Oh, that's pretty good, Durs. Well done. Durs lives in the same bed as Doug. We've talked about that before. Philip, the Indian Arab Jew, he finished with the third amount of points, and then Richard, and then McKern. So, if this league is going to continue next year, we need a fucking overhaul, both in the chat, in the league, how it's set up, what you're fucking allowed to do and not allowed to do, who you're allowed to trade with. It should, like, either open season, everyone's allowed to cheat, or fucking no one's allowed to cheat. Doug, I think I'm done. I think that's what it comes down to. I'm trying to be diplomatic and be like, I'll take over so it gets fucking done properly. But the chat's shit. There's no bets. The league got fucking pizzled into obscurity like 13 rounds in when Doug led all the trading shenanigans with Luke, who's not playing, who Doug introduced as commissioner, which is pretty much the seal of approval, will play the whole year. It's infuriating that Luke was allowed to do these bullshit trades with everybody except for me. And then I did a very reasonable trade with Jimmy. And then everyone's like, you can't do that or you're disqualified. Because that is a perfect Doug impression. If anybody's heard Doug talk, that's exactly what he sounds like. Okay, so if we're going to move forward, these are my demands. Let me pull up the text message I sent McKern, who said he's going to be commissioner, which is absolutely not going to be the case because you cannot organize these cunts with a spreadsheet, which is the only way that McKern would ever be able to organize anything. So let me just find this idiot. I mean, he's an idiot, but he's still $1,000 richer. So congratulations on that. If there was any man that he went worst to first too, from the cream all the way up to the top dog prize, which is astounding. Let's all remember that. If I didn't send him a cheat sheet on how to draft, it never would have happened. So if anybody didn't want Richard or the other guy that doesn't stop fucking talking shit in the chat, those two guys to not win, then you can congratulate me for helping out McKern because, as we know, him and Doug have one thing in common, and that's that they can't spell octopus. Okay. These are my demands. If I'm ever coming back, which I don't think I am. Punishment for not being active in the chat. You have to give up your team to someone that is worthwhile because you are a useless piece of shit. Number two, consistent rules on trading. None of this cucky Doug bullshit where you're allowed to trade sometimes and you're definitely not allowed to trade other times, but there's no determination of dates or fucking what's allowed, who you're allowed to rip off, who you're not allowed to rip off. Bad trades are meant to happen. You're meant to violate people. But you can't have half the people doing it and half the people not. We need a fun way to do draft day. Like a fucking soccer shootout or playing golf or getting on the punt. Fucking Doug's little gay spinny wheel. We've had enough. No trading with ghost players. If someone fucks off like Doug's friends, then fuck, their team doesn't exist. You cannot collect players from them because that is fucking bullshit. If someone becomes a ghost player, we home invade them and rape them as a team. Everybody busts a nut on or in that fucking ghost. We have some mandatory bet rounds. Bets were shit this year. No one played. We should have, I don't know, every second or third round, you have to have a bet with your opponent because that is the only fun bit about this bullshit and no one did it. To be fair, I need to put pubes on my face, but I haven't seen Tim yet. We'll do it on our boat weekend. Also, McKern, I was the third or fourth most active person in the chat all year. How dare you fucking say that I wasn't in the chat? Fuck you, but also congratulations. Everybody else sucks. They're my demands. I feel like they're pretty reasonable. This year sucked balls. The chat sucked. The game sucked. The bloody rugby league sucked. To be fair, I don't think I watched more than five games, but I'm sure it sucked because otherwise I would have wanted to watch more than five games. Now, to everybody else in the league, they're playing NFL, the nigger faggot league, and I could not imagine a game more boring. Like, if I wanted to watch 4 hours of ads back to back, I'd put my traditional TV on and stay up till 11 o'clock when the infomercials come on. You know why I don't do that? Because I'm sleepy and also because I don't want to watch fucking ads. That's all NFL is. Really fast black guys and white guys that can throw really far and fucking ads. That's it. It's fucking gay. I don't think I have anything else to say. None of you deserve a song. If my demands are met, there will be a full album released before the next NRL Supercoach season. Fuck you all and goodbye.
I'm kind of retarded. Just finger yourself in front of me.
Jesus, Simon!
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end, if Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first. What's he gonna knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bumder!